Thoughts are magnetic, and thoughts have a frequency. As you think, those thoughts are sent out into the universe, and they magnetically attract all like things that are on the same frequency. Everything sent out returns to the source, and that source is you. Think of it this way. We understand that a television station's transmission tower broadcasts via a frequency, which is transformed into pictures on your television. Most of us don't really understand how it works, but we know that each channel has a frequency, and when we tune into that frequency, we see the pictures on our television. We choose the frequency by selecting the channel, and we then receive the pictures broadcast on that channel. If we want to see different pictures on our television, we change the channel and tune into a new frequency. You are a human transmission tower, and you are more powerful than any television tower created on Earth. You are the most powerful transmission tower in the universe. Your transmission creates your life and it creates the world. The frequency you transmit reaches beyond cities, beyond countries, beyond the world. It reverberates throughout the entire universe, and you are transmitting that frequency with your thoughts. The pictures you receive from the transmission of your thoughts are not on a television screen in your living room. They are the pictures of your life. Your thoughts create the frequency. They attract like things on that frequency, and then they are broadcast back to you as your life pictures. If you want to change anything in your life, change the channel and change the frequency by changing your thoughts.
The vibrations of mental force are the finest and consequently the most powerful in existence. Charles Honnell.
Bob Proctor.
See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
As you think of yourself living in abundance, you are powerfully and consciously determining your life through the law of attraction. It's that easy. But then the most obvious question becomes, why isn't everybody living the life of their dreams?